When Obadiah became Rav HaRoshi, the government redecorated his home with brand new furniture. He walked in and he sees the couch. He tells his wife, once one of the daughters gets married, give her the couch. Because Chas V'Shalom will have some guests who come over and they'll get a little bit too comfortable on the couch. And then what's going to happen to my Torah learning? I need to learn. I won't be able to entertain them forever. The Torah is nicknamed Bemi'ut Derech Eretz. The 20th of the Kinyani Torah is that a person has to have Derech Eretz, but he has to know in what degree at what time. Sometimes he has to reduce the amount of Derech Eretz to make sure that he can learn more Torah. Rav Ovadia used to, for example, if Rav Ovadia is being visited by a very important person and he's in the middle of learning, the response of, I'm learning Torah right now, don't bother me, is not going to fly. That's not Derech Eretz at all. But a little bit of Derech Eretz is finding a way to maneuver and say, I would love to accept you another time when I can give you the appropriate kavod that you deserve. Is a kinder and more polite way of saying, I can't see you right now. The finding different ways to, with Derech Eretz, maneuver our way around and avoid hurting people's feelings so that we can continue learning Torah is an important skill that a person should develop. And more than that, there are numerous perushim to the word Derech Eretz. It could just mean working a little. You know, a person can't not work. He has to be Me'urav im Abriot. He has to business interactions. He has to know a little bit of Mada, a little bit of health, a little bit of business, a little bit of law, in order to run his home. And that way he can learn more Torah and Yigiyat Shenehem, Torah and Derech Eretz, Mishakachar Avon. A person won't have time to sin. But it's more than just that. You know, Derech Eretz could mean Tashmi Shamita, Kedoshim Tehiyo, to reduce the Tashmi Shamita, physical intimacy with one's wife, to have more time to learn Torah. And in terms of being Me'uravim HaBiriyot, it's very important to be Me'uravim HaBiriyot, because when the Biriyot see, when people see that this Talmid Chacham, this rabbi, is so relatable, he understands us, he talks to us about things we understand, he knows what's going on in the world, they will accept him more. They'll see his midot tovot, and they'll not only will they accept him as a person, they'll accept the Torah that he is sharing and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's representing. But if they see that he doesn't act with Derech Eretz, he doesn't really know what's going on, and he doesn't treat them properly, then they're not going to want the Torah that he has to share either. At the same time, the Mishnah is telling us, miut Derech Eretz, there have to be limits. Rav Ovadia says that there's a tremendous amount of Itul Torah that can be caused if a person is busy reading the newspaper all the time. Oh, you want to know what's going on? Yeah, but you're going to waste so much time. You know, take the newspaper to the bathroom. When you're outside the bathroom, you should be learning Torah. Rav Ovadia didn't even see a newspaper, he used to say. He didn't even see a newspaper once until he was married. You know, there were world wars going on, and Milchemet Shechrur going on, and whatever. It didn't matter to him. He was learning Torah. Nothing else mattered. You know, he used to tell his children, don't think about politics. Don't talk about politics. Don't be interested in politics. And this is Israel. Don't be interested in politics, even politics of Rabbanim. Your job is to learn and not waste a second. Rav Ovadia was a fiery figure. He more than once said things that got him or got the media very roused. But when he one time did that, he walked into his kollel the next day for a surprise visit and told his avreichim, I heard there's some Bitul Torah going on. For some reason you guys think it's appropriate to be talking about what I said last night. It's none of your business. Your job is to learn Torah. And Torah is more important than anything else. I have a meeting with the Rosh HaMemshalah today, and I'm still sitting and learning like I usually do, and I'm not letting it get in the way. You shouldn't either. Person has to know. Derech Eretz is important. You have to be Yerovim HaBiriyot. But you have to make sure it doesn't come at the cost of Bitul Torah. Especially politics can take over a person's day, a person's mind. It doesn't leave any room for Torah learning. Similarly, the pasuk says in Tehillim that Asher Ish Be'atzad Rishayim Derech Atayin Lo Amad Uv Moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. A person praiseworthy is a person who doesn't sit in a Moshav Leitzim. With Torah Tol Yagei Yom Avalayla, he sits and he learns Torah all day and all night. And if Farshim explain, based on Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that we know that going to stadiums for shows and the like is a Moshav Leitzim. People sitting and not accomplishing anything. And such a thing, based on the Gemara's language, it is mevi'in the divrei Torah, mevi'in the bitul Torah. It brings one to bitul Torah. You could rationalize the Mefarshim, explain all you want, how important or valuable it is to go to these things. relaxing or educational or whatever it may be. But to stop learning Torah to go to them and then to pick up learning Torah again is not a smooth transition. On the way back to learning Torah, there will be difficulty getting back into the learning. And that's going to be Bitul Torah. These things themselves might not be Bitul Torah, but they are mivi'in the Bitul Torah. Too much derech eretz, too much interest in what's going on in the world can be valuable inherently, but it comes at a cost of Bitul Torah when it comes to getting back into our Torah learning. There's so much garbage out there. Just keep it out. Learn. A person walks even into the street, he opens the newspaper, he checks the news, whatever it may be. There's a whole host of issues out there. And they take up brain space, they take up energy, and they come at a cost of transitioning back into Torah learning that we don't want to make. That's called Bitul Torah. Finally, Derech Eretz also means kavod. It means having the right respect for the person, the Rebbe, who's teaching you Torah. But too much of it will mean that a person won't ask questions. We know lo abayishan lamed. We need a person to ask questions and not be abayishan, not be embarrassed, says the Midrash Shemuel. And Rabbeinu Yonah says himself that it's always good to have busha, except when a person is learning. A person has to be able to ask questions. Bekoved roshin derech eretz. We have to let go of the busha that's preventing us from doing so. All with this together, the common idea is that we have to weigh what is the right amount of derech eretz to be putting in here and how to optimize it when it comes to Torah learning, so that we don't waste a second. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'amen.